That's all right, Dorothy. You mentioned something about a tiger.
And he could talk, too, like the Scarecrow and the Tin Man?
Just how did you get back from Oz? And exactly, how did that work?
Dorothy, where are those slippers now?
I think I know just the thing to cheer Dorothy up.
This electrical marvel will make it possible for you to sleep again. And it will also get rid of all those bad waking dreams that you've been telling me about. Now, this fella here has a face. You see it? Here are his eyes, and this must be his nose, and this must be his mouth. But what's this, Dorothy? Why, it's his tongue. Isn't it?
Well, no.
It just manages electrical current. Your aunt already knows we are at the dawn of a new age. In just 2 months, it will be the year 1900. A new century. The 20th century. A century of electricity.
The brain itself is an electrical machine. It's nothing but a machine. When it malfunctions, a blow to the head, for example, then the brain produces useless excess currents. And these excess currents are our dreams and delusions. And wouldn't you know, madam, we have found out that sometimes the brain malfunctions. Just like the dreams that you have, Dorothy.
Now we have the means to control these excess currents.
Yes.
Fine.
She's in good hands, Mrs. Booth. Hello, Dorothy. How are you?
I wish I wasn't tied down.
Nothing to worry about.
What are those?
Oh, when you're ready, we'll just put them over your ears, and pretty soon they'll draw all those unpleasant dreams out of your head. Then when you wake up, you'll never be bothered by them again.
Yes, Doctor.